Welcome.
Thank you.
To the pod.
Thanks
for doing it. I know it wasn't your first choice to be like, ooh, I want to be on.
No.
You mostly were drug here against your will.
I'm just nervous.
Yeah, it's okay. We're just going to have a nice, easy, fun conversation.
Okay.
You wanted your husband to be here too.
Yes. But,
you know, we'll just get you today.
Well.
Maybe we'll have another episode.
He's kind of the politician type.
You said so he has the gift of gab.
Yes, he does. Yeah. He does. So.
I get it, but you don't feel like you do.
No.
You just gab when you're nervous.
I just chatter. Yeah. Endless, mindless chatter.
So, introduce yourself to the people, to the fans, our tens of fans.
Okay. I'm Lundy Byers.
Mm-hmm.
I was a client.
I am
a client.
Yeah.
Ongoing client. You all renovated our bathroom.
Yep.
Now looking at a bigger renovation.
Yeah. Which would be amazing.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah. So you live here in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. You have two kids.
I do.
Married.
Yep.
And your husband's a dentist.
Yes.
Sponsored by, I don't know the name of his dental practice.
So. Byers Dental.
Yeah.
We'll give him a plug.
Yeah, we'll give him a plug. And so we did your bathroom, was that like 2 years ago?
I think
a year and a half ago?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, that beautiful bathtub you gave us, I maybe took two baths in that thing. And recently we've been trying to utilize it anymore. It's,
you know,
it's so pretty.
Bathtubs are one of those things that, yeah, they look really nice.
Yes.
But like, how often are you using it? We have little kids still, so.
Yeah.
We use it.
Yeah.
We use our tub.
Right.
But I had a boss at the last place I worked. Shout out Genesis. Sponsor this podcast. And he took a bath every day.
You know, I've been talking to another mom who is, she swears by taking a bath at night. She says she sleeps better. She has this whole routine. And so I tried it and she's right. I slept way better.
I actually learned, there's like a, this is getting into nerd weeds, whatever. there's like your body, when you go to sleep, it tries to drop your core temperature drops.
Okay.
And so people feel like, oh, I take a warm bath and then I can go to sleep. What's actually happening is you raise your core temperature. Then when you get out, your core temperature drops and your body's like, oh,
yeah,
we're going to sleep.
Yeah.
But it's only because you elevated your core temperature that it's able to drop.
Right.
So,
anyway. Well, makes sense.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's just science. Yeah. And your kids are how old?
I have a 10-year-old boy and a 14-year-old girl.
Man, what do you think about that life stage?
Oh, I know. 10-year-old boy is physically exhausting.
Yeah.
The 14-year-old girl, we're getting through the more emotional stage.
Yeah.
She's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
She's on her way back.
I'm headed there on a bullet train
towards
emotional.
Yes, you are. I think I told you that when she was in that stage, we a friend of ours told us to... When she was in a stage of slamming the door. When she'd be mad, she'd slam the door.
Yeah.
And so we took the door off the hinges.
Sure.
And we said, you don't have a door anymore because you slam it too often. And she said, well, what about my privacy?
Mm-hmm.
And so we said, well, you can earn that back.
Funny thing.
And
yeah.
When Mike and I, you know, we're not very handy. When we tried to put the door back on, we put it on backwards. And it didn't shut. But we, you know, it was worth it. She does not slam doors anymore.
Yeah.
But,
lesson learned.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes, just as a parent, you try to teach lessons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the efficacy of those lessons, if they work or don't work.
I know.
Definitely with toddlers, nothing works.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then my daughter just all of a sudden is turning sweet.
Yeah.
And she said the other day I came down. We have like a home theater in the basement,
mm-hmm.
and I came down there and it just smelled like caramel. And I'm like, what is happening here?
You know? Somebody was having fun.
Yeah. So we have like a little shelf with like movie candy.
Oh, yeah.
So they had gotten the Minnie Mouse car, driven that over there, stood on the hood to get up to the shelf, opened a box of Milk Duds and they were chowing down. So I came down and I was like, it smells like candy in here.
Right.
And my daughter goes, she goes, I did something bad.
Oh, she's your firstborn, isn't
she?
Yeah, that's a firstborn. Is she a daddy's girl?
She is. I mean, I feel like they go like in phases where like they just want mom.
Sure.
Or then they'll just want dad.
Yeah, yeah.
So right now we just finished switching Rhett into a big boy bed.
Oh, yeah.
So he got out of the crib because we have a kid coming in 4 weeks. So,
oh, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness, I'm not ready.
Ah, you're lucky. That's good. That's
so.
It'll be great.
It'll be great. Honestly, just having my wife not be pregnant anymore is going to be great. So well, she's for her so too. Miserable. Yeah. Like she just hates. Yeah.
Yeah.
It. She's done.
Well, especially at the end, you're just ready to. Ray be done.
So yeah, we'll have so we had to transition him out. Mm-hmm. But he's so funny. He doesn't realize he can leave his room.
Yeah.
So he'll just open the door and then just yell Mommy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what? He doesn't know he's allowed to just walk out, right. Which is great.
Well, he's a rule follower.
Yeah, I guess.
That's good.
I don't know. It's funny how their little personalities like develop.
Oh, I know.
And
I
see like things and how different our two kids are. They're so different.
Oh, yeah.
From each other.
Yeah.
So like you think you kind of like figure out with the first one, like, okay, we can do this. And then that doesn't work at all the second kid.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen with number three.
Mm, wild child.
Yeah, probably.
Just kind of.
That's what we get.
Have you ever seen those videos on, you know, the little reels that show kids at ball games and the third child is just like running, running wild, can do whatever. It'll say like this kid gets to eat, you know, concession food all day because it's the third child and, you know, mom and dad are just busy with the other kids.
Yeah.
That's how it'll be.
Yeah. So did you have siblings growing up?
Yes.
Okay.
I have an older brother.
You have an older brother. How much older?
2.5 years.
Okay.
And he beat me up all the time.
Oh, no. See, that's what we're about 2 years between our son and our older daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he violence is his method of communication
most
of the time.
Yeah, that's – well, we grew up – I mean, I'm older than you, but when we grew up in the WWF era, remember that?
Yeah, Hulk wrestling, Hogan? Sure.
And we would wrestle a lot. And my mom, one time in high school, she took me to the local doctor in a small town.
Yeah.
Because I had this bump on my collarbone, and he checked it a couple of times, and he finally took an x-ray, and he said, well, you broke your collarbone at some point. I'm pretty sure my brother did that. He, you know, a lot of headlocks.
Yeah, and, yeah.
You know, I don't know. What was that move that you picture the head between under the arm and fall?
Yeah, I don't know, but he did it to you.
All the time, yeah. Mm. So he was rough on me.
Do you feel like you were able to fight back?
I would scratch him.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
or bite. But I got in trouble because there was blood, and he just would break bones. Yeah. I mean, no big deal.
You can't see the evidence.
Yeah, I mean, I would scratch him, and he'd go yell at a mom, and I was in trouble because, you know, blood.
And you grew up in a small town, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hardin.
And how did you end up in Kansas City then?
Well, when I moved back, after college, I moved back home. My dad passed away suddenly, so I moved back home, and there's no really job opportunity unless you work at the bank or at the hospital there, or if you're a teacher.
Okay.
Because that's the main place.
And what did you go to college for?
Well, I went for recreational therapy.
Oh.
It was actually through the ag school.
Okay.
And my last year in college, I was like, I can't afford another year. I got to get out of here. Okay. So,
what do you do with that typically with that degree?
Well, so after college, I went to St. Louis and I worked in a locked unit for children.
Okay.
At-risk youth. It was not for me.
Hmm.
It was very hard.
Yeah, I bet.
It was difficult. But so I did that for a while. But anyway, I moved back home, and I needed a job.
Yeah.
And hospitals, you can work at hospitals. It's kind of you can work on units with like physical therapists and or occupational therapists, and that's what I did. I got a job at Independence Regional.
Okay.
And it was an hour drive.
And you were doing what?
Recreational therapy. And my job.
Like, what is that? Like, what do you do?
So what I did was when we're on a unit with knee and hip replacements and strokes. And whenever it was time for them to go home and get released, my job was to teach them how to use their assisted device before, like in the community.
Yeah.
So I would teach them how to go over curbs and get in and out of cars. And,
how did you like that job?
I loved that job.
Yeah.
It was with older people, and that's actually where
I met
Mike. Do
you do well with older people?
I do like older people.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. And I worked in long-term care for a while.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's kind of like a activities therapist.
So, wait, you met Mike at that hospital while you were, and why was he there?
he was trying to decide after college what he wanted to do.
Okay.
So he was deciding, you know, does he want to be in the medical field? Does he want to be a physician or a dentist? And so he was working there on the weekends.
Okay.
And that's, I think that was maybe his first year in dental school.
Okay.
So he was working there while he was in dental school.
Yeah.
I was kind of, I always tease him that I was kind of his boss.
Oh. No,
I wasn't really his boss.
Now you're really his boss.
We were both on, yeah, I'm his forever boss now. But on the totem pole, I might have been like half a step above him. And we were both at the bottom. But he would assist me on our outings with the patients.
Yeah.
So. And the joke goes that... we had a patient who threw up on the outing, and he cleaned it up for me. Oh, so I thought, you know what? Know. If he can clean up vomit, I mean, he would make a great dad.
Yeah. Wow. So you guys have been together for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you were right out of college.
Yeah. I was probably 22, 23.
And did you date for a long time before you got married?
Really really long time. And come I said, on, listen, Mike. Buddy.
Yeah. Get it together. Yeah.
No, we probably dated like 3.5 years.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So. Yeah.
See, yeah, Katie and I dated probably 4 years, but it was all through college. So it's like, you're not going to get married in college, usually.
So you met her in college.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Where did you actually, go? Oh, you went to MU.
Yeah, I went to Mizzou. We both did. My best friend at the time was dating her sister.
Oh, wow.
And so he was telling me about this girl. She's so amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she got a sister?
Yeah.
And she did.
Aww. So,
he came to visit. He went to Mizzou too, but he had graduated. And so they came back for like a football game or something.
Okay.
And he was with Katie's sister, Melody. Okay. So they were visiting Katie because Melody came. And so I went to see him and met Katie.
Oh, what year were you at Mizzou? What year?
I graduated in 2011.
Oh, that's cute.
So she graduated the next year.
I was 99.
Yeah.
I know.
99. Yeah. I was in fourth grade. 99.
God, that makes me feel really
99.
Good.
Oh, you were almost 2000 then.
Yeah.
Man.
I know.
That was a big deal when that happened. 2000. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything was going to crash.
Yes.
And
yes.
Were you a prepper?
No.
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 Oh. Do you consider yourself like someone who would be that type of person to prep?
No.
You just kind of take it as you come.
Yes. Everything.
Yeah. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
I work better under pressure. Yeah.
That's so funny. I do feel like people are different that way. Like, I have...
Are you a prepper?
No.
You probably are.
No, I'm not at all. I just... It's interesting to see how people react in different scenarios.
Sure.
I think, like, different people do better. Some people, like, really excel when they have time to, like, plan and prepare, and they do such a great job of prepping everything.
Right.
And other people, like, when they... You know what hits the fan? They're like, they really come alive and they're like, getting stuff done.
I only need half the information and let's go.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Ready, fire, aim. That's what I say.
That's like, that's parenting though.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. honestly, I'd probably be better off if I was more of a planner for my job, but
was your wife? Is your wife a planner?
No. We say all the time, we need a wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because usually you balance each other.
Yeah, no, we are both the same way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Let's just see what happens.
Well, that's good.
See how the cookie crumbles.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It honestly, the nice part is we don't have that conflict of one of us is trying to plan and the other one's like, I don't know. I don't care.
Right.
Life's more exciting when you just take it as it comes.
That's right.
I think. So.
I was always that way with test taking too.
Oh. Yeah, just get in there.
Didn't plan. I didn't study.
Honestly, I had an easy time in high school with school. Like it just came easy to me. So then when I got to college, I didn't know how to study.
Right. Oh,
I didn't know anything about that. And it became obvious.
I think that would be my son. Things come easier to him and he won't.
Yeah. My sister was such a hard worker and studied and really tried.
Right, right.
And so when she got to college, like she had those skills already developed.
Yeah.
I got to college and I got my first test back and I was like, uh oh, this is not going to work. So that's interesting. So you met Mike, you guys dated for a few years, got married. And then did you stay in Kansas City the whole time?
Oh yeah. He's from Kansas City.
Okay. I'm Where did he enough, grow up?
So Independence.
Okay.
So
that's why he was working.
Family's here. I don't think I'd ever leave.
So is your family still in Hardin?
So my brother lives in the house I grew up in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is really cool because my nephews were in the house. They're the room I grew up in. They got my room, and they didn't have the green carpet I had, but it was really pretty.
Yeah.
But, they grew up on the farm, and, he still has it, so it's kind of nice to go back to for the holidays.
So it's on like land.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
I mean, does everybody live on land out there?
No. Okay. There's town.
Okay.
Yeah. There's
how many stoplights?
There's no stoplights.
Okay. Yeah.
But there's
so it's a town.
It's stop sign. They have stop signs.
Yeah, but a lot of intersections.
Yeah, it's a cute little town. I mean, we've
do you had, like small town?
Yes, I love it.
Okay.
I would totally go back. I take that back. Now it would be hard. I tried to get Mike to move back, but you know, it's hard to go from city to the small town.
Yeah.
Because I mean, if we needed milk.
Yeah.
It might have been a couple of days before I knew my mom was going to go to the grocery store. You know?
Sure.
So it's just different.
It's interesting because we've moved a couple of times inside of Kansas City. Mm-hmm. But even the last house we lived in, we were 10 minutes from a grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
But it was like outside of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And you do think like, should I stop at the store on the way home? I don't want to have to go.
Right. Like,
now I could walk to a grocery store. Right. So it's not.
Yeah. I mean, my brother and sister-in-law had three boys,
mm-hmm.
and she would get like 3 gallons of milk at a time because she said, you know, I'm not going to the grocery store.
Katie
in a
had some
days.
Friends in college that they moved. She moved out to South Dakota, and they were cattle farmers, and so like they would have to pack like an ice chest to keep stuff cold enough on the way home.
Well, I think about that. You know, sometimes we would have our groceries in the car for an hour.
Yeah,
and I. Sometimes I'm running errands. I'm like, it's fine. Yeah. They're fine in the car. Yeah. Ours used to sit in the car for an hour, you know, no big deal. Yeah. But that, I mean, you do have to think about those things.
I know. This is such a different, I don't know, lifestyle, but sometimes I think maybe it would be better.
I think it's a great way to raise your kids. I think I wish my kids had that experience.
Yeah.
I mean, they have other experiences, but
I don't know. It's all like on a spectrum because we could live in Manhattan, right? And be way more on that end of the spectrum.
Right.
I would say we're probably closer to small town than we are to like big city living.
Yeah. You know, just the things like raising animals and we had cattle and we had pigs. I just, you know, it was kind of a nice project.
That.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We were in FFA and 4-H, all the, I have my corduroy jacket.
Oh,
I should have worn that for you.
You should have worn
that. I could have worn my jacket. Darn it.
Do you still have it?
I do have it.
Oh, nice.
And it still fits.
Nice.
But it's like cardboard. It's very
rigid.
Stiff and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't feel like anything I wore in high school would fit me anymore.
Well. Yeah. I will.
Yeah.
Sweats. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, but mine too, really, but it was a jacket. I mean.
Yeah, sure.
So.
I mean, that's still pretty impressive.
Yeah. It was. I was in FFA. I was the secretary here by the ear of corn. I had a whole thing I had to say before the meetings. So but I love it. I love a small town.
Okay, so then you had kids. Mm-hmm. You stayed home with the kids after that?
No.
Okay.
No. I actually my sister-in-law and I I've done a lot of things. This will be shocking because we had a business for about 12 years that we designed wedding invitations.
Nice.
So it allowed me to stay home.
Yeah.
So I was able to.
So you kind of ran
home.
The business.
I
mean,
yeah.
just you and her.
Just her. Yeah, her and I. And it was online. We didn't have any products at our house. We just had to design.
I did not know this about
you. We designed. We sent the customer a proof, and then we sent it to the print shop. And
done. Wow. How did you get into that?
My mom's husband owns a print shop. Okay. So he kind of got us into it and said, you know, we really could use somebody to start a wedding line. And so that's what we did. And it was fun. It was fun to be creative and make pretty.
So did you mostly just do the work or were you marketing and.
Well, we did it all.
Yeah.
We did all. Yeah. We would. I mean, that was how long ago? 15 years ago. I mean.
But if you did it for 12 years.
Yeah. I mean, well, I did it until Cal was almost in kindergarten. So.
Which was 5 years ago?
Yeah. Maybe preschool. I don't know.
Okay.
But they were, I sent them to preschool because I was working. So it was about that time. So, but it was a good gig. I mean, it was great, except for, you know, whenever our policy was we had to give a proof within 24 hours. So if we went
sometimes
on a vacation,
you had to like,
if we went on a beach vacation, for example, I would go out on the patio or the balcony and work at 6 a.m. until the kids woke up so I could go join them on the beach. I mean, I had to get stuff. It was.
See, you know. Katie's in real estate. My wife is in real estate. Mm-hmm. And she loves it. She absolutely loves it. Yeah. But there are times when it's like, I got to work. I mean, it's just, it's happening right now. It's not, I can't wait till this evening.
Customer needs you right now. Yeah.
So there is that downside.
Yeah.
Did you like owning a business more, yeah, or did you like working as an employee more?
Ooh. I don't know. There are benefits about both.
I mean, they're totally different jobs, too, oh, what yeah, you were doing versus yeah, before.
I mean, it was nice to be able to leave work behind on a Friday.
For sure.
And come not back think on about Monday.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
But the flexibility, you can't beat the flexibility of owning your own business. Yeah. I mean, I could go meet my friends for lunch if I wanted, or yeah, go meet Mike, or, you know, go see my mom. I think owning a business was probably my favorite, I guess. Yeah. But I did miss the interaction with people because I would sit at home.
Oh, because it's all online.
Oh, God. Yeah. It was. I would sit at home, and I finally started taking my computer to coffee shops.
Yeah.
And I became definitely really good friends with baristas.
Of course you did.
And I even got invited to a going away party oh my for goodness, a barista.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But it was, I mean,
what
I...
What was your go-to coffee shop?
Oh, well, when we moved to the North Lane, I'd go to Head Rush. Mm-hmm. And I would work there a lot. They have a nice little lobby.
I love Head
there.
Rush. Yeah.
I like it. But when we used to live down by the plaza, I'd go to, you know, okay, Starbucks or...
Yeah.
I guess I blew a breaker at one of the Starbucks on my computer.
Sorry, guys.
You know, I kind of just moved to another table yeah, and ignored it. I mean, it just kind of went poof. And then I was like, ooh, nobody noticed. So I went over to another. It's the one on 39th Street. Sorry, okay. Starbucks yeah, on 39th
sorry,
Street.
Sorry, if anybody still yeah, works there.
I know. I showed the kids which one it was the other day. They're like, I think it's still working.
You're
going to
get like a lawsuit
right,
in the mail.
I know. Sorry. But I would go to several different coffee shops. In fact, I had a really good idea. I wanted to get a scooter, like mm-hmm, a Vespa.
Yeah.
Is that called a scooter? I don't know.
Yeah. Vespa,
and I
yeah,
wanted to just put my computer in the back and drive to different coffee shops and oh, work there. And Mike was like, that is not a good idea.
It would be so cool.
It would be cool. But he thought
you'd
I would get
a reputation.
Get hit.
People would know, like, oh, it's
yeah,
that lady.
There she is. Yeah, yeah. But he thought I would get hurt. So he didn't think it was a good idea.
Yeah. But would you consider yourself a risk taker?
No.
What about my...
Well, maybe when I was before kids. Now yeah, I'm like super... No way. No.
I mean, I feel like Vespa's pretty
risky.
Neither
one of us. Well, I know. But I didn't have kids then.
Yeah.
But now, no way. I'm such a mom now.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to do anything. I don't know.
It does change your priorities.
You? What about you? Are you a risk taker?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, again, it's all on a spectrum. I'm probably less than... If there's a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being extremely risky, I'm probably right, like less than 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I don't know. My brother is he's a big outdoorsy guy. They hike mountains and all the time. I mean, big hikes, you know.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to Yellowstone this summer, and he wants us to hike in Yellowstone. I'm so terrified of a bear attacking us.
I mean, that's a thing out there.
He thinks I'm silly. He, you know. Yeah. He says, oh, we'll have bear spray. Yeah. I don't really care. I mean, they say you have to be faster than the slowest
person,
right?
Yeah.
My mom's going, okay, so yeah, I think I can beat her.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You know, I'm just not a risk. That kind of stuff
yeah,
kind of okay, terrifies me.
I guess I was thinking more in terms of like, whatever, starting a business. I mean, like there's risks yeah, like that aren't like.
That kind of risk,
risk
sure,
your life.
Yeah, that risk, kind of risk, sure, I would take that.
Okay.
Because, in fact... So in that way, in that perspective, I guess, Mike is not the risk taker. I am.
But he has his own practice.
Right, but he wouldn't. He was not going to. He was working for someone for a long time, for a company, and I was like, just do it. Just,
okay,
you
so
know,
you are a little bit
yeah,
more
so
that way.
I guess I'm not worried about, I don't know, I guess I wasn't worried about what would happen on the, I never thought about, yeah, you know, us failing at
is
it.
Is that it? Like, is it that you just really don't think about it? Or, like, for me, it's more... I feel like I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think that. I think I just figure. I think we'll figure
we're,
it out.
I'm good on my toes.
Yeah, we'll be fine. When he started the business, and you know, it was from scratch.
Yeah,
we're just kind of praying yeah, that the phones would ring
for sure.
But I think he was kind of nervous. But I was like, listen, we're okay. It's fine. Yeah. We'll be all right.
How long did it take before you went like, oh, this was the right call?
Gosh, he'd answer that better than me. But I mean, at least a year. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, the phone started. I mean, Liberty was growing so much.
Yeah.
So that was a no-brainer to come to Liberty. It's
yeah,
it's a growing place. But, you know, he is not a risk taker because even to get married, I don't think he would have ever got married if I didn't say, listen, buddy.
Lay down the law.
It's been a while. We've been dating for a while. And even kids. Having
kids. If
you
like it, you got to put a ring on
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That sounds terrible, but it's true. No. But even kids. I mean, he wasn't sure he wanted to have kids. Yeah. That was a risk for him. And I was like, let's do this. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Is he a prepper, a planner?
I don't think so much a planner. Yeah. No. That's why he has the girls in the office. They
get that done.
They help him. Yes. Yeah. A lot. Thank God for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
But then he does that at home. He looks at me like, hey, do this for me. You know, like I'm supposed to manage his life. And I do. And that's my job. But yeah.
Okay. So you were famously one of our best customers ever. Everyone here loves you. Aww. You just walked in the back and everybody's like, oh, I'm so glad to see you.
Thank you so much.
They all just love you. And we had such a good experience. What, like, I would say the hospitality was just over the moon that you offered. Where does that come from? Like, is that you? Did you grow up that way?
Oh,
like,
I don't know. I guess.
Where do you get that from?
I like to please people. I'm people pleaser.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe my mom's
that way.
But there's
people pleasers that aren't hospitable.
I don't know.
It's like a gift. Making people feel welcome.
Well, if you make them feel welcome, they're happy and, you know. I think it's probably my mom. My mom is like that. I don't know.
Is she?
Yeah. I don't know. It makes me happy to make them happy. And,
yeah.
And they'll do good work if they're happy,
right? Do you
feel
like your kids will get that from you?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I don't know about my son. Maybe my daughter. Maybe. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I think so. It's just, you know, I'm a nurturer.
Do you, is it intentional? Like, you're going like, okay, these people are coming. Like, I'm going to go out of my way to make them feel welcome here. Or is it just like innate in you? Okay.
For sure. Like, the guy's doing the windows today.
You're thinking constantly, how can
The guy's doing the windows at our house today. I tell him, make himself at home. I tell him, use the fridge, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, I want him to be comfortable.
Yeah.
So.
Like, but you just think that's from growing up. Did you have jobs where, like, you saw people not treat people that way that made you notice more? Or, like,
I don't know.
Did
about
you ever
jobs.
Work in like this, like as a waitress or the service industry or anything?
I worked
that you
at
had
Sonic in Richmond. Oh. I mean, that was one of my first
Sonic,
jobs.
So.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. I think it may be a small town thing. Maybe small. Mike always tells me like the small town hospitality, or you know,
that's a thing.
Yeah, he. If we need a reservation for somewhere that's hard to get into, he'll call. He won't get it. I'll call. I'll get it because he's you know, if you're nicer.
There's something,
he's like, you call.
There's something that, like, we talk about small towns, like, that is one thing that even in the place, even in Kansas City, you don't really have the, like, hospitableness as much.
Right.
Like, I feel like the further out you get, like, we're doing a job in Lawson right now, and they're just the nicest people. Like, they'll do anything for you. You just feel like someone driving down the road, like, chances are they'll stop and help me if I need something.
Or they'll wave on the road, too.
Right.
That's the thing.
Like, I don't even know this guy. He's out here like, hey, great to see you.
Yeah, that's definitely a small town thing, I think. And you could trust people more out there.
Right.
And, you know,
that's part of it, for
sure. Not as much of a risk, I guess. But, yeah, definitely a small town thing. I mean, I miss that. I do miss that with people. But
yeah. Again, like, you were just a great customer. If you had to give advice, because it's not an easy process to go through. It's dusty. It's messy. Yeah. There's people in your house.
Right.
Do you, like, what advice would you have for people that are thinking about doing one or getting ready to start a renovation?
Gosh, don't sweat the petty stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's going to be done and there's an end to this and it's going to be beautiful and you're going to love it. If it's loud, go take the dog for a walk. Go do something. I mean, don't get
don't suffer.
You know, don't just don't nitpick. You know, that's silly. I mean, but I mean, your guys were great. They were they were so nice when they came in every day. They were they cleaned up. They, you know, they're like my friends.
Yeah.
By the end
they're
of
the
it.
Best.
I kind of missed them by the time they left. Yeah. Honestly.
Are you a people person? Like, would you have people around all the time?
Yes.
Or do
yes.
you need time to yourself?
Very little time by myself. That's why I like them being there.
Yeah. Do you feel like there's, like, my wife will go to, like, a event or something where it's just people everywhere. Mm-hmm. And we get home and she's like, oh, that was amazing. And I'm like so exhausted.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
So drained.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you get energy from being around people?
Yes. So Mike and I mean, we're starting to get a little more introverted, I guess, but we any event we go to, a social event, we're usually the last ones to leave. Mm-hmm. And we like it that way.
Yeah.
I like to be the last. Sometimes I've cleaned up after a wedding. Wedding reception.
We used to volunteer and do Young Life in Topeka. Oh, yeah. And we had one of the guys that he had been doing it for a long time. He has kids now. Like, he's still having Young Life stuff at his house. Yeah. But, yeah, like, asking people to leave, especially, like, high school kids. I don't have anywhere to go. They'll stay all night.
Yeah.
So he would just start vacuuming, like, under their feet.
Yep, that's the...
And it would be like, oh, I guess we'll leave.
Yep.
It's like, I'm not going to tell you to leave, but I'm just going to start vacuuming. You get the message.
That's the message for sure. Well, it's either leave or help clean up. That's what you have to do.
Yeah. We had... One time we went to... was it like Pie Five? It was one of those pizza places where you make your own pizza.
I've never been there.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good. Anyway, we were down at one, like, off 39th Street.
Okay.
Downtown. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think it was close to closing time, but we were the only ones in there. And Katie and I are eating. We're in a booth. And we're just eating. And literally, we're the only people in the restaurant. So maybe they were thinking, like, we could close early if we weren't here. But this girl comes over and just starts, like, vacuuming. She's like, can you lift your feet?
Oh, shit.
Like, okay.
Do you want me to leave? I mean, it's time to go. It's time to go.
Like, you know, if you're the manager, you would just be mortified if you knew that was happening.
Yes. But I know. Yeah. I've been in that situation where I'm like, oh, shoot, what time are you closing? And then, like, oh, yeah, we closed 10 minutes ago. And then I feel like a jerk for being in there too long.
But... See, Katie is way more thoughtful than me. So, like, we won't even go to a restaurant if it's closing in the next hour.
She's I'm the same. Mike's like, oh, they have to serve us.
Yeah.
No, let's be nice. Yeah. We'll go somewhere else, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, I get it. See, she's
thoughtful. She's definitely.
You're a lucky man.
Her mom, Sandy, shout out Sandy.
Yeah.
She is, like, her number one priority is, like, everyone else is comfortable. Yeah. Everyone else is happy. Like, even if it makes her unhappy, she's going to make everyone else happy.
Sure.
And so there's some of that that's like, okay, well, you can be happy too.
Right. You know? But,
you don't have to suffer or sacrifice to the point where, you know, it makes you unhappy, which is usually my argument to Katie. Like, I'm like, well, okay, but it's like, if we go to a table and we know there's going to be 20 people eating dinner together, Katie will go sit on the very end because everyone else wants to talk.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, well, I want to talk too.
Right. I never take the middle of a table. Guys, I don't either. I always think somebody else. You guys are two peas in a pod. And I also don't take the seat that is facing the restaurant first, because I feel like other people want that one. You know, you don't want your back to the restaurant. You know, let them have that seat.
They want to enjoy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
See, you guys are just nicer than me. I think
we try. I mean,
that
you guys are lucky fellas.
There's a there's like a running joke at the McQuarrie House. It just happened. That's my wife's maiden name.
Okay.
It just happened again on Sunday. We were over there. Nobody will take the last of anything.
Oh,
like if there's one piece left, they'll just break it in half.
Oh, that's funny.
And so, like, there'll be like an eighth of a cookie left because nobody wanted to take the last one.
Yes. Oh, my household will take the last one. Uh-huh. Every one of them will.
Yeah, I probably will too.
Yeah.
But the McQuarrie's won't. They're better than me.
Well, that's nice, though. They're thoughtful.
It is. Yeah. It's definitely comes from a good place.
Yeah.
They're trying to keep everybody happy and.
Right. You know, my son, I take that back. My son will ask me, I love Reese's, you know, and if he has something that's Reese's, he'll ask me if I want the last bite or do you want some of it? So there's hope.
There's something really precious about kids offering up to share.
That is, yeah.
Even my littles will do that sometimes.
Like, so you're doing something right.
I'm like,
I know.
That's so sweet. I don't even want to bite, but just the fact that you're offering is so nice.
And I might take one just because you offered.
I don't want to eat out of your yogurt tube that you...
Or lick it off your fingers. Yeah. I've done that many times.
No, there's definitely like an endearing ness about that quality.
Yeah.
That makes you feel good.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like in parenting, you got to just take those wins as they come.
Oh, I know.
Anytime they do something sweet, we're okay. Yeah.
Yes. My teenager is very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And I am one of the things that we struggle with her is communication with adults.
Yeah.
And man, she's making strides. I'm feeling like I'm a good parent.
You're getting there.
Oh God, she's doing much better. The communication of like, hi, how are you? Good. How are you? It was always very like, hi, how are you? Like really quiet. or the eye contact. Yeah. Oh my God.
It's so hard. We're working. It we're is working hard as on a kid, it. But yeah. I do feel like that's a really good life skill.
Yeah.
And the kids that can do it.
Right.
Are like, wow.
I just, you know, are they born that way that it's easier for them? Because she has friends that I say, they're going to kill the interview. You're never going to get a job because you don't talk to people.
My mom used to tell me, you're never going to get a girlfriend eating like that.
Oh, that's funny. Just, oh, yeah. Yes.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, she must. And then she fixed. She yeah, fixed see? You.
She fixed me, I guess. No, that's interesting because, yeah, I think that there's, I tell Vera all the time, like, well, we could just be friendly.
Yeah.
And we can just say hello and ask them how they are.
Right.
And that's hard for her. So I've been pushing her. I do think some of it is your nature.
Yeah.
You can just be a more
friendly
person.
Right.
My sister used to, when we were young, like, my parents would try, like, you're going to call and order the pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what you need to say. And she just
that just killed her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
That would be but, my
so
son.
I do think some of it is your nature.
I think so.
But even if it's not, there, I do feel like it's a valuable life skill to learn how to do it.
You have to teach a healthy balance because some kids, we have a neighbor kid that would go home with anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, you walk by their house and she's like, can I go home with you? And the parents aren't outside. You got to teach a little stranger danger.
There's a fine line there.
Yeah. My kids never left my side when they were little, so I didn't ever have to worry about.
I just saw a video the other day of this mom. This girl stole. What happened? Oh, no. She took a library book and she colored all over it.
Ooh, a little stinker.
So they bought a new copy of it. Mm-hmm. And she made her walk into the library and say, I'm so sorry I colored all over your book. Here's a new version.
Yeah, yeah.
But they had to like practice what she was going to say.
Right. Oh, yeah.
She was so nervous. Yeah. But
that would be ours.
I do feel like that leaves a lasting impression as a kid.
Did you do that stuff when you were little?
I mean, I definitely stole a, I don't know why I did it, but we would go garage sailing. My mom loved to go garage sale. And I stole a little airplane. I think it had Alvin the chipmunk in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, toy.
Yeah.
And I just took it. Yeah. I didn't think anything of it. I didn't think to myself, like, taking it, getting away with it.
Yeah.
I don't even remember if I asked for it.
Right.
I just was playing with it in the car. And my mom was like, where'd you get that?
Oh, no.
And I was like,
oops.
Back there. Mm-hmm. So she made me go back. And,
yeah. Well, that's a good mom. That's a hard lesson, too.
Here's the worst one. Maybe not the worst one.
Oh,
here's the one that was the biggest. I, in fourth grade, how old's Cal?
He's fourth grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll, here I am. Don't think less of me after this story.
I will. I promise.
We got a worksheet that was like, get to know your textbook.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
In social studies. And so it's like, where can I find the chapter about whatever, the Civil War?
Okay.
And you're supposed to like look in the index, find the page number, and that's your answer.
Okay.
And I wrote like in the middle.
Oh.
I mean, that's where it is.
It's a true statement.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not lying.
What page or where is the whatever glossary at the end? So when I got the worksheet back, it was, you know, 0 out of 20.
Yeah.
And if you got a...
But they were correct.
Got a failing grade, this is the worst part. She gave me like every chance to fix it. you got a chance to redo it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, redo what? These are all right.
So you were being a smarty pants.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't like trying to be a smart aleck. I was just like, I don't see an issue here.
I mean, as a parent, I'd be kind of proud of you because it is
so.
Kind of.
So I did that. Well, here's where you would not be proud of me. So then I did it again. I think it went up to like a 4 out of 20. So then she was like, you need to take this home and get this signed by your parent.
Okay. Yeah.
So that they know.
We've had that. Yeah.
You. So what I did was, because I learned cursive in fourth grade, just forged my dad's signature.
Oh, now you're in trouble.
Perfect cursive. Like, to the T. And it was, not only was it perfect cursive, but it was also like a giant eraser smudge around the whole thing because I had redone it six times.
Yep.
And so I'm like, got away with it.
Right.
You know?
She knew.
And she knew. So parent-teacher conferences were like right then.
Yep.
And the teacher was like, is this your signature, Mr. Raines?
Oh, She called you out.
No.
Oh my! Were you sitting there?
No,
during the,
okay. I wasn't there.
Because some of the conferences now they have the kids sitting.
Yeah, no, I wasn't there. So they came home just absolutely livid.
Oh my gosh!
Because I lied hid all the things. So,
Cal pulled a funny one in fourth grade. My friend was his teacher, so he felt like he could get by with.
Okay.
He's a jokester. He is funny. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. He's funny. But they had to write a story about what they're going to be when they get older, or what kind of adult they're going to be, or something like that. So he starts his paragraph as, "When I'm a big daddy, I'm going to," and I'm just like, "Oh my God." You know, he doesn't just write like, "When I'm older," "When I'm a big daddy," and he wrote, "I'm going to party all the time and I'm going to drink beer."
Oh,
I mean, he wrote all the things that you don't want him to write, you know. And my friend, his teacher, she takes a screenshot of, you know, she sends it to me and she's like, "This is hilarious."
Yeah.
And I, as a parent, I was not humorous. I was mad. So he comes home and I said, "Why would you write that? You know, DFS is going to be calling me because they're going to think this is our way of life," you know. But he said, "Oh, I just thought, since she's your friend, she would think it's," he was trying to entertain.
Yeah.
Because that's what he does. But I made him rewrite it, and he did write appropriate things the second time. But he does things like that. Yeah. He also used to write, even like in first grade, you know how you have to write your name at the top? He would write like Dr. Byers instead of his name.
Yeah.
Or he would give himself different titles, like Sir Byers. You know? And I'm just, I get it. It's funny.
Yeah.
But write your name. You know, you're not really following the directions.
Yeah.
But he, you know, funny. He does little things like that.
So also in fourth grade, that was a bad year for me. I had gotten another. See, this was with like, you had like a homeroom teacher, but then you went to other classes for different whatever. So in my like actual class, I had gotten a couple of bad grades on worksheets. And so this is so stupid. I was such a dumb kid. Sometimes I look at my wife and I'm like, kids are so dumb. I think they can just get away with whatever.
Right, right.
So I had gotten these worksheets and I took them home and I'm like, they can never know. My parents can never know.
Yeah.
So normally you would think like I would throw them away.
Right.
But I was worried like they would open the trash can to go to throw something away and see.
And you were hiding them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I decided to do was we had these big curtains that like pooled on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was like a big whatever. It was the 90s. And so I just lifted up that big pile of curtain and stuck them under there. And I figured...
They will literally
never find that.
Right.
And by the time they do, we'll all have a laugh about
fine.
It.
Yeah.
It'll be...
Yeah.
I'll be 40.
Oh, God. You wish.
I didn't really think much about it. So I was out riding my bike with my friends on the street. And my mom just comes out of the house with them in her hand, screaming.
No.
And she's like, "I don't know if I'm more mad... that you did this, or that you thought I would never clean under the curtains."
So how long does it take her to find them?
I mean, was it a couple weeks?
Yeah. At my house, it'd take a year. I hate to say. I mean, it would take me a long time. My kids probably hide a lot from me under the curtains.
It's not a great year for me. I don't know.
Well, maybe you were just trying to figure out who you were.
I feel like at some point, I remember I never like did that good in school.
Yeah.
And then like in sixth grade... all of a sudden, I was just getting A's and everything became like something in my brain just
maybe
flipped.
You finally applied yourself.
I didn't though. I didn't try any harder.
Right. Well, I don't know.
I think sometimes your brain just kind of gets over the hump or goes through some sort of
right
change and figures things out.
Yeah. I'm not sure I ever got there. I don't know.
I don't know if my kids, I think they're both pretty smart, but I feel like most people feel like their kids are smart.
I know. There's those parents that think their kids are the smartest and the most athletic.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. But that,
man,
you know.
Kids sports, that's a whole other thing that you're in the.
Oh dear.
Throws.
Don't even
it.
Get me started on, I mean, I love it. I love every minute of it. I wouldn't change it for anything. I love being at tournaments every weekend. That is our life.
What sports are you? What do you do? So
my daughter is the one that won't say no, and she loves it all. She's in volleyball, club volleyball, club softball. She dives in the summer. I don't know if she'll do that again. What else does she do? Softball, volleyball. I mean, those are year round.
Yeah.
So right now they're like this weekend, she has a volleyball tournament and a softball tournament. So she is going to play volleyball on Saturday morning and then miss two games for softball and go play softball in the evening. I mean, she's got all day. Man. She's going to be exhausted. And now that she's going into high school, there's also weight training for high school. So she's got the, oh, and she does track. Track is also
will
today.
Will she pick one in high school or will you, she try to do?
I think you have to. Well, they're the same season in Missouri. Yeah. Kansas, they're not. So I don't know. I don't know what she's going to do.
Because Katie, my wife, played club volleyball all year and played soccer and swam and did all the things.
It's, I mean, I'm glad that they love that. And I'm glad that it keeps them out of trouble, I think. I mean, it keeps them busy, keeps them healthy. But sometimes it is overwhelming. And you hate to disappoint. I mean, you hate to disappoint a team and a coach if they can't make both. You know, you can't be at both places at the same time.
Yeah.
My son plays baseball. He loves baseball.
Is that it? It's he's
kinda,
a baseball guy.
That's kind of his thing. I mean, I tried to get him to run track and he said, eh. And I don't know, I guess because it's your second kid, you're like, whatever. I'm not going to make
whatever
you
do. Want.
Yeah. We don't have time for anything else. So it's fine if you just want to do baseball. But
he plays year round?
Yeah. I mean,
or they have fall ball and spring ball.
Yeah, they have fall ball and spring ball. Yeah. I mean, they take breaks here and there. But that's it. I mean, he plays basketball.
You said how old?
He's 10.
Okay.
So basketball, but it's just the parochial league and it's kind of just fun. So he's not very aggressive. So he doesn't go for like the soccer. It was not his thing. If you have to chase after a ball, he told me one time, he goes, Mom, I think I'll be a golfer. And I said, probably so. Because it's kind of, he's not.
Golfer.
Well, yeah. But, you know, if he's got the ball, somebody could come take it from him pretty easy.
Okay.
He's just kind of, he's like, yeah, whatever.
You do you.
You go ahead. Yeah. Take the ball. It's fine.
Well, I don't care. Not going to affect my life.
No, he's like, whatever. Just fun.
Yeah.
So he just wants to
see, I feel like that's a much better mindset to have that a lot of kids don't have because their parents are so like crazy about it.
And along with the sports comes private lessons. And, you know, if especially for a boy, unfortunately, if a boy doesn't want to play, I feel like, baseball, if they want to take a year off of baseball, good luck getting back on a team.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you take 1 year off, you've gotten the next year you want to play, you've got to beat the streets at tryouts to try to make a team. And if there is a spot, there might not be a spot.
See, I have a buddy that played for a couple years professionally, played baseball. Mm-hmm. And now he like runs a baseball like little team league and has like a hitting factory.
Oh, yeah. That's
and that's his full-time job.
Yeah. Well, they're expensive.
Shout out, Bubby Williams.
He's probably making a lot of money.
The Ducks. He runs the Oregon Ducks.
Oh, yeah, the Ducks. The Ducks are good.
Yeah.
Oh, we never like to play the Ducks. We don't like to play. When we see the Ducks, we're like, oh, great. I mean, they're good. Oh, they're good. They're very good. But that's a good organization. But, yeah, I mean, that's a good way of life, I would
guess. See, I feel like I just, as a kid, I'm like, man, you just have to devote so much.
Yeah, you do. Like, and then you might get burned out. I mean, it's different than when we were little. I mean, it's
well, even I, like, by the time I got, because I grew up in Liberty, so I graduated with 560 kids in my class.
Wow.
So if you're at high school, you've got freshmen, sophomore, junior, seniors all vying for those 10 spots.
Right, right.
You got 1,000 kids trying to get those 10 spots.
Yeah.
And it gets competitive.
Oh, yeah.
And I wrestled. So, like, depending on your weight, there's one spot.
Yeah.
And if you weren't like, you didn't grow up doing it,
right?
There's no way you're playing.
You can't just say, if you're 14, you can't say, you know, I decided I'm going to play baseball today.
My wife went to North Kansas City, and it was a lot less that way. There was a lot more like international students that don't grow up like that.
Yeah.
And so there was just less competition for the teams. And so she got to play soccer. She didn't grow up playing soccer. Uh-huh. She just got to play and be part of the team. And it was fun.
Well,
and
go
I'm
to
like,
a small
well, that,
town.
That's, I feel like, what it's for.
Right.
We've turned it into like the minor leagues for Division I sports, which now is like, I don't, even me in high school, everyone was asking like, oh, are you going to play in college?
Right.
And it's like, I'm so glad now I didn't play in college. Because I got to have a college experience.
Right, right. I mean, now in high schools, it's like you're lucky even to make the C team. And if you don't make the C team, there's not even a rec. That's not even the rec team. Good luck getting on a team at all.
Yeah.
See, if you grew up in a small town, you get to play everything.
You get to play.
I mean, we had probably 7 on my basketball team, and I was a starter.
Yeah.
That's the best thing. I wasn't very good, but you know, that's just how it goes.
I don't know. I had a buddy that grew up playing baseball. Like, that was his thing.
Yeah.
And then he didn't make the team. He didn't make JV.
So crazy.
And he was good.
Wow.
But, like, they have favorites, and they grew up on the club together and whatever. And that was it. Like, you can't play.
Right.
Which is just crazy.
It is crazy. I asked our daughter, maybe over the summer, I said, what's your goal here on these sports that you're playing? Like, what are we looking at? What do you, wanting 14. To?
Yeah, so she's 14. Freshman or?
She'll be a freshman next year. She's eighth grade. And she said, I just want to compete in high school. And I said, that is music to my ears. Perfect. I don't care. I mean, you know, if you decide you want to play college, fine. But I don't want her to go to a college based on
just to play.
A scholarship that might be in some small school that she doesn't get the good college experience. Yeah. I mean, I went to Mizzou. I had a great college experience.
Fantastic experience.
I don't want her to go somewhere that maybe it's tiny and she doesn't have the same experience. But, I mean, there's good things, too, about that.
Sure.
But
just different.
I just want her to have the experience she's looking for.
Well, for me, it was like, okay, because I got really into track when I was late in high school.
I heard you did the 300 hurdles.
I did do the 300 hurdles.
That's the hardest event.
I loved it. I didn't love a lot of sports. I just played because it was like fun to be on the team and whatever, something to do. But I loved track. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, maybe I run in college. But like, I'm going to go to Baker. Or park or something.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to run at Notre Dame.
Well, it might have been cheaper than Mizzou. Yeah. Probably. Did they have the A-plus program when you were?
Mm-hmm.
See, they didn't have that for me, so.
Yeah, I didn't do it because it was only community colleges, so you couldn't. Like, I could go to Maple Woods and classes, but I couldn't go to, like, a four-year school and get it.
That's nice, though.
Katie did it because, actually, Sandy, her mom, was the A-plus coordinator for North Kansas City.
Oh, wow.
So Katie did it, and then in the summer, she would take, like, gen eds at community college. Mm-hmm. So then they would transfer in, and she didn't have to pay for them at Mizzou.
Yeah.
And actually, one semester even, is that right? Yeah, I think it was during college. Mm-hmm. She still lived in the dorms, and I think she took a class or something at Mizzou. But then the rest of her credits she took at, like, Columbia Community College and got it for free.
Oh, I took a class at Columbia. Did you? Oh, yeah. I took anatomy and physiology.
I took anatomy and physiology, but not, I took it at Mizzou.
See, I had a D in it, so I decided to drop it. And this is terrible, but we took it at Columbia. My friend and I, we dropped at Mizzou and took it at Columbia. And we used to go to Trops. Remember Trops?
Yeah, they had slushies.
Yes,
like alcoholic slushies.
And they would
slushies.
Be in just plain cups, and we would go get one, and we drank it during class, and I got an A.
I haven't heard the word Trops in a long time.
Oh yeah, Trops is still there. It is. We go there sometimes on the way to the lake. But sorry, I didn't mean to change the subject. But but sometimes sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do to get that grade.
So you're hoping maybe if she's thinking just high school, that also takes the pressure off.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, who cares?
I told her, enjoy intramurals. That's fun.
100%.
I just want her. Had a great time. Yeah. I just want my kids to be able to. I mean, when Mike and I met, we had so much fun being on co-ed, just social softball teams. Yeah. Or we played kickball. I just want them to be able to go out and have fun with friends and swing a bat, whatever, later in life. I mean, of course, right now it's fun to watch them compete. I mean, I hope they do well. I want to have want them to have success and.
I was talking this a little bit with Elena, but it's like, there is like life lessons to learn.
Oh, sure.
From playing sports.
Oh.
How to be on a
team. 100%.
Like being there for other people.
How to have a coach.
Yeah.
Following instructions.
Take direction. 100%. So there are things that are like, those are valuable life skills that I want you to learn.
Right.
How to work hard and like. Get better.
Right.
And
you have a team that is counting on you.
For sure.
And you all have a team in life too.
I do think there's an element that's like, people don't just win. Right. They work hard and they get better and then they win.
Yeah.
And so like, I want my kids to learn that, but I don't want it to become like, this is it for me.
Right.
And I don't know, like that's a fine line.
Yeah.
But that would be music to my ears too if they said, I just want to play in high school.
Yeah. Like, she just wants to be good in high school and then move on. And that's perfect for me. I don't need her to.
Because even then, I had an old boss and his son played football and he was really good and he got recruited and he went to play at Air Force Academy.
Oh, yeah.
He was a linebacker and then he got there, had a health issue, and then it was over.
Yeah. Like, right.
Yep, sorry.
Oh, gosh.
Like you work your whole life.
It's disappointing.
For that.
Right. Yeah.
That's the other thing. Like you can get hurt and then it doesn't matter.
Right. Or overusage, like these, gymnasts that are hurting themselves.
It happens to baseball players too. Yeah. Right? Like their elbows.
Tommy John.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Well, My 10-year-old pitches, and I'm his catcher.
Ah, so, nice.
Not very good.
How are the knees?
I sit on a bucket.
Oh, nice.
I do. Even the coach is like, really, it would be better if you got down. I was like, I can't. Yeah, I'm on the bucket. But, I mean, he's 10, and I can still catch for him. But a year or two, I'm out. We didn't have softball in school, at my school. Mm-hmm. So I try my best. But he does constantly tell me that I'm not a very good catcher.
Okay.
And of course he tells me, I'm not throwing very hard because it's you, Mom. Oh. I'm like, yeah, you're throwing plenty hard, buddy. Yeah. It's fine. I think he tries to use that as an excuse for
why he's not throwing 85.
He's trying his hardest. He acts like he thinks it's going to hurt me. But I try my best. But you know, once they hit you, it hurts.
Yeah, sure.
Especially right on the shin. I mean,
forget
it. I'm out.
I never. Well, that's not true. I guess I played catcher a little bit. I was not good at baseball.
Yeah.
Well, I was like a generally athletic kid, but my depth perception was never good. And I could not hit a ball.
Right.
I was fine, like, fielding, but mm-hmm. I could not hit to save my life. And well, I'm sure, like, it was just torture for my parents to go watch me strike out.
Maybe.
Like, they're like, oh, well, this isn't going to be entertaining for me.
And they hear the other parents over there saying, oh, great. Oh,
great. He's up they're putting him up.
Oh, he's at the end of the lineup. I mean, yeah, there you are coming out there.
I was
trying
not
your
good.
Best.
My poor dad went to every game, and I was not good. But I remember I just played, like, Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
You know, it was not, like, a competitive league. And one summer, like, baseball's starting, and the neighborhood kids are like, oh, yeah, which team are you on? And
right.
So I go ask my mom, she's like, well, I didn't sign you up. And I'm like, what?
Oh.
But I think it was maybe a gentle, like, this is not your game.
Shoot. Maybe it was a gentle way of saying, we're tired of watching you strike out every time.
Exactly.
Oh, that is hard as a parent. I will say that's hard because, I mean, not just, you feel bad for your kid.
Yeah.
You know, you want your kid to succeed and have some confidence, but striking out every time is awful.
It's brutal.
I mean, you know, but.
Yeah, I even like with my kids now being as young as they are, like if a kid doesn't want to play with them, I'm like,
I know, right? Yeah, it is sad. It starts so early.
Jerk over here. Let me set them straight.
Do you remember? You're probably too young to remember that show, that movie, Hand That Rocks the Cradle. Did you ever see that? Oh, it was this nanny of it that happened there at the playground. Some kid was mean to the little kid.
Yeah.
Or the kid she was nannying. She went over and shook him. I'm like, I would like to do that sometimes. Sometimes. Yeah. Kids are mean, and if nobody's looking, I would like to.
I know.
To
I remember when my sister was in high school, my mom got this book that was like, I don't remember what it was called, but it dissected like the modern teenage girl hierarchy.
Oh,
of like there's a queen bee and there's a whatever, and it like assigned all the roles.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that was like kind of eye opening for her in terms of like how the mean girl thing works and how they team up and gang up. And
it happens.
Like, oh, golly, I'm not looking forward to that.
I know. You know, my daughter's so quiet. I ask her if some of the girls at school, you know, there's some strong personalities, I'll say. And she says, they don't bother me. I think it's because she doesn't give them what they're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, so I think sometimes bullies are looking for a reaction.
Yeah.
She wouldn't react. She's just kind of like to herself.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the best way to be.
Maybe that is the best
way. Just don't react.
We told our daughter goes to like a preschool and they said, and Vera Kate, I love my Vera Kate. She has a tendency to be, express what she wants.
Oh yeah.
And they said, she has really strong leadership tendencies.
Oh, she's a little leader.
I mean, she tries to boss everybody
she's
around
the boss.
All the time.
That's cute.
I'm like, oh boy.
Well,
that doesn't always go well.
That's okay. You know, got to have a boss and you got to have followers. I'm a follower for sure. See, you're probably a boss.
I don't know. I never felt like I fit into that spectrum. I guess probably more of a leader. I definitely don't like being told what to do.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I heard you were talking. See, I've listened to your
look
podcast.
At you.
I know.
You researched.
You were talking about when you're on a group. Oh, like when you're in groups for school.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And are you the one who does the work?
Yeah.
Or are you the one who presents? You're the presenter. Yeah, that's
I'm
a
the
leader.
Presenter.
That is a leader.
I guess. I looked at it as like, all I got to do is just present it.
No way. Great. I would have never.
Really?
I would have done all the work.
See, that's interesting.
So I didn't have to present. So see,
do you
you're
have
a leader?
Like some people, it was some Jerry Seinfeld skit or something where he said like there's people their number one fear in life is public speaking more than death. That means they'd rather be in the coffin than giving the eulogy. Yeah,
probably. That might be me.
Do you feel that way? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would.
Look at you. I now you're be, out I know, for right? the world yeah, to
I
am. See.
I know. You don't know how many drinks I had before I came here. No. I mean, I would.
Did you stop by Trops on the way here?
I may have had a few drinks. No, but yeah, I hated being in, and I still do, in front of people.
Interesting.
But, you know, I'll like, help as much
the,
as I can.
What is the fear of it? You're just going to say judgment, something you don't mean? Yeah. Or, okay.
Say the wrong thing. People might be judging me by the way I look, by what I say. Uh-huh. Say the wrong thing. You know, yeah. I don't want to put myself in that position. So I'll do all the work behind the scenes.
I don't know what it is. My mom used to always say, oh, you just have confidence. You just are so confident.
That's good.
And I never felt that confident. Yeah. But then when I look at like, well, maybe compared to other people, I'm confident. Weird. But I don't feel like, oh, everyone thinks I'm the man.
Right, right. But, so I do have to brag on you because you are confident. Because when you came over, I mean, back to your work, when you came over and looked at our bathroom, you know, I've told you before, that was the biggest, I mean, I was impressed with the fact that you were confident enough to get up in our attic and look at stuff.
I guess. So there you go. Well,
we had we had a funky wall that people came and gave us a bid and they said, yeah, the wall just stay. They didn't know what it meant, what it was there for.
Yeah, sure.
But you got up in our attic and you rummaged around up there. You did like the Spider-Man crawl up the wall. I don't know. I tried to get you a ladder, but
yeah, that's probably just me being unprepared. Well, I don't not know. Having a ladder.
Well, you did it, and but it was impressive. But you just got up there, and I mean, you made sure you did it right.
Well, it hasn't fallen down yet.
No, so. It hasn't. It's fine so far, so good. But one guy just took the baseboard off and just looked in there, and he said, "Eh, I think it's got to stay." Like he didn't really know what it was. And that baseboard, he never put it back on. It was like that for like a year until you came out there. God. Yeah. So see,
I do feel like the bar for contractors is pretty low. In general, like
stop.
Well, I feel like people, if you like show up, do what you say you're going to do and, you know, don't have your butt hanging out for the world to see, then people are like, wow, this guy is great.
Well, that is important. A lot of people don't show up and even when in the middle of the project, your guys were there every day when they said they'd be, and they worked their tail off. I mean, they didn't, I mean, I don't care if they take breaks, take as many breaks as you want, but they were working all day. So. Yeah,
they work hard.
Yeah. And you gave us actually a number. I told you there was one guy that didn't even give us a number, didn't I? Because the, what was under our floor? Like mud?
What? Oh, the mud pan,
He said, I'm not even, like, he was not interested. So that must have been a mess. I don't think we were there when you all did the.
Yeah, it was
the
a mess.
Demo.
But that's fine.
I'm sure it was. We got it. It was a good thing I wasn't there.
It's fine.
See?
It's over. Ancient history.
It's fine. I did see. I remember seeing. I don't remember where we were, but when you all were taking that big old jacuzzi tub out, I was so excited to get that thing out of there because it took up so much space.
Sure.
I remember our little security camera came on, it went off, and I saw them carrying that thing out the front door, and I thought, oh my god, they got it out! Yeah. It was so exciting.
Those things are everywhere, and everyone wants them out.
They just take up so much
space. I could start a business that all we do is take out jacuzzi tubs. Oh, yeah. I bet I could stay busy.
I mean, do you cut them out? What do you do?
Sometimes it depends on the door size or like if you have to go around a corner.
Well, one guy told us that looked at our bathroom. He said they were going to have to go out a window with it.
Yeah.
So, but you all didn't. Yeah. Somehow you got it out.
You can usually. Sometimes I feel like people just want to make it sound like their job is harder than it needs to be.
You all did a nice job.
Well,
you got
thanks.
It out, so. I'm glad to have that thing gone.
Have you guys liked the bathroom?
Oh, yeah. It's so nice. I mean, Mike loves that seat you made. Oh, God. The
shower bench.
He sits in that
the best.
Shower bench. Our son even likes it. He comes in our bathroom.
I get it. My parents got their bathroom redone when I was like in high school, and I went in there every day. I'm like, I'm not showering the tub anymore.
Right,
I'm going in here.
Yeah.
This place is awesome.
Oh, it's so nice. It's just so nice and fresh and clean and, well, when I clean it, but the finish is like clean, but it's just so nice to have done. And it's so much, it's just pretty. And I don't know. I love it. But when we use that bathtub now.
Yeah. So. See, and making an effort.
And we weren't even using, and you know that, we weren't even using that bathroom. We weren't using our master bathroom. We were walking down the hall to use the kids' bathroom because we were afraid it was leaking at the grout.
Yeah.
So, which maybe it wasn't, but, and that shower was tiny. It was the original.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, well, you majorly upgraded.
We did.
Looks great.
Oh, it looks good. It's so nice.
And now we got this potential kitchen.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about that. I'm excited to have an island.
See, I'm trying to get Mike to do the golf simulator in the basement. That's what I think
he really needs. You're going to be mad because I was a good wife. And I said, why don't you just go play more real golf? I think he was like, well, good idea. Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I was waiting for you to say that. But it is hard in Missouri. I mean, yeah. It's cold in the winter.
You get 4 months a year, really, that you can go do that.
And with all the tournaments that we have, you know.
Oh, sure.
He gets Friday, you know.
Well, before I had kids, when we lived in Topeka, there was like a membership there where there was like 6 courses you could go to. You pay this one membership, and then you could go play.
Okay.
But if you walked and didn't get a cart, it was all included.
Okay.
So I would go play like 3 holes.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel bad because I'm like, it's paid for.
Yeah.
So that was great.
Yeah.
But like if you're paying per round or you're paying, you know.
And it takes a long time to get out there for
5 hours.
I mean, my God. Yeah. He would love for me to play golf, but
I was gonna
it takes
ask
a long
that.
Time.
Do you ever play?
Well, for some reason when the kids were little, it was easier because when I was working, I had a college girl come over to the house and she would watch the kids when they were little. And I would just ask her to stay a little longer. He would go on Thursday night. It was fun. It was kind of our date night. He'd go on Thursday night. Get in 9 holes, and I would meet him for the last 9.
Yeah.
And then we'd go in and have a burger. And that was our kind of our date night. But I have no interest in 18. Yeah. I mean, it's just
Did
my attention
span. Did
you
play the 9?
Yeah, I played. Okay. But I'd pick the ball up. I'm terrible. No. I'd pick the ball up. I'd throw it. I don't care. I never kept score, but it was just sitting out there together. I would tee off, and then
Katie wouldn't even play. She would just drive the cart.
I would try. I tried. And it was fun. I enjoy it. I'm just terrible at it.
Yeah.
And I just don't care. If I'm terrible.
Did you get any better through the course of
your... Yeah, I did. I took some lessons.
Okay.
I did.
Yeah, okay. So you played a little bit.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, and he says, why don't you during the day go play golf? Well, it's just not what I choose to do with my time. I don't know. I should. I mean, I could probably get pretty good if I would...
If you walk,
take
it's
some
good
lessons
exercise.
And
go walk.
Right. But,
well, that's like... There's some old quote that says, like, golf is just a good walk ruined. Or something.
Oh, well, yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
But if you walk, you got to carry the bag.
It's true.
I mean,
but it makes a good exercise
heavy.
Then.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you can get the little pole cart.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. I should play more.
So now you don't really play much anymore.
No, but I know he wants to play a lot when he retires. So he has this dream that we'll play a lot when he's retired.
How long?
I might play a little.
Because how old is Mike?
He's 52. Wow. I know.
Oh, man.
I know.
He doesn't look 52.
Okay. I'm not going to tell him you said that.
Well, he'll hear it.
Oh, yeah. He better.
I got you, Mike.
Is he going to watch this? I don't know. See, no, he's 52. He is.
Has he planned to work for a long time?
Well, he's expanding, so he better.
Oh, man.
He's
okay.
Yeah.
They're, you got a new
they're expanding
office
right
coming.
Now. Well, it's just building onto.
Oh, okay. Just
I think he's adding maybe 4 chairs. I don't know. So he's going to get an associate.
Gotcha.
The plan is, you know, I believe that you get an associate and they eventually take
phase
over the entire
in and you phase out.
Yeah. So, and it would allow him to take more vacations because someone else will be there.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. I always tease him that since we had kids late in life, we have a 4th grader and I'm 46 and he's 52. I mean, we're the oldest parents in 4th grade.
Are you?
I think we are. But that's 46, okay. But
so you had kids at 36?
36. Yeah. I had him at 36, 32 and 36.
See, so Katie's 34.
Should have some more.
We're having a baby.
I would have had more. Have another after this one.
No way. She's my body is done.
Yeah.
She's like, I cannot take this anymore.
I wish I would have had the third. But you're on 3.
So we're on 3, yeah.
Yeah. But the joke is that he wants to, you know, be a snowbird and wants to go to Arizona in the winter. And I'm not sure that he's going to wait for Cal to graduate high school to leave me.
Oh.
I think he's going to be in Arizona playing golf in the winter.
A couple weeks.
He'll be like, so how was graduation?
Yeah.
I think it was great, you know. So I don't know. I don't know if he'll wait. No, he will.
He
but
definitely will.
He probably, not long after Cal graduates, I think he'll
retire.
So
you've got, that's 8 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So that puts him at 60.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's easier to say you're going to leave. And then
for
when
sure.
it comes time, I think he'll say, maybe 5 more years.
My dad talked about retiring for a long time. And he retired right when he turned 65.
And what did he do?
He worked at Hallmark.
Engineer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was an engineer.
Okay.
But he worked in Liberty at the Hallmark Distribution Center. Oh, I mean, he worked at a lot of different places. When I was growing up, he worked at Guy's Potato Chips.
Oh, yeah.
Which was the best.
Right, yes. Because
we got
can't
three
find
chips
those
all
anymore.
The time.
Those are hard to find.
And then when they do, like, bring your parent to work, to school day, he would come with, like, a box of chips, and everybody got
awesome.
Chips.
Oh, they loved
I
him.
I mean,
they thought he was the best.
I was the king
yeah,
at that
yeah.
point.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But I remember one time. It's so funny. Like, you have these little flashbulb memories,
yeah.
you know, from different times. Like, I don't remember much about second grade, but I remember this specific moment. And I can picture him in front of the class, and he's sitting on a box of chips.
Oh.
Like, he's sitting talking yeah. to the class. And it has, like, the Guy's Chips logo on the front of the box.
Right.
And he's talking, and one of the kids in my class just goes, "What's in the box?" Like, interrupts.
I just can't wait. Yeah. What is in that box? Like, there's an animal. They yeah. probably thought there was some kind of a... It's
I think they
tell.
Knew there was some treats.
That's
maybe.
Funny. Yeah, I'm sure they did. They just couldn't wait to get to them.
But anyway, he talked about yeah. retirement for a long time. It was yeah. something he was really looking forward to
right.
for a long time. And then when it came time, he was like, I don't know. Should
right.
I do
it's
it?
Hard
should
to pull
I
the
wait?
Trigger. Right.
Should I keep going?
Sure.
It's like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not quite as cut and dry.
Right, it's not. What about your mom? What did she do?
She had a bunch of different jobs growing up. Most of the time she worked part-time.
Mm-hmm.
When we were like growing up.
Right.
And so she stayed home. She would like get like little part-time jobs or kind of odd jobs. I remember she would like go over Christmas and like fluff Christmas trees
oh, yeah.
at like the store where uh-huh. they have the fake ones and go
yeah.
like build them and make them
yeah.
decorate them. So she would do that every year. She would do like tin key, like
oh wow,
data entry.
Yeah. yeah.
She was so fast.
Where did she do that?
I don't know. It was like for some company that needed it.
Okay.
They would just send her home like a.
So she did it from home. That's nice. Yeah. Wow.
Just enter it all.
Uh-huh. You just heard that noise all the time.
Yeah. But then maybe like, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago, she started working at Heartland Camp and Conference Center, which is like a summer camp and conference center in Parkville.
Oh.
It's kind of off 45.
Okay.
So it's close to you guys.
Yeah, it is close. Okay.
If you take 45 like all the way down to 435.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's down there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's out there. And so she worked there as the camp registrar.
Okay.
And she loved it.
Aww,
she absolutely loved it. Because it was like the college kids would come in
yeah.
and be like the summer staff.
Right,
and
right.
she was always like the mom
yeah.
of
See,
all those
I would
kids.
Love that. That
and had
sounds
a snack
good.
Drawer.
Oh,
and everybody,
yeah. Oh, he got
Debbie's Snack Shack.
Oh. See, she's a good woman. Oh,
she,
I would love that.
She was very loved out there. So she
yeah.
just retired this past year.
Oh, good for her. Okay.
But she's still out there all the time.
Yeah.
Aww. And loves it. So she yeah. did that. And I mean, it's just, I think, to be around people. And
yeah. She's a people person.
She's 100% a people person. And my dad is definitely way more introverted.
Oh.
Engineer.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I landed somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
I definitely have that engineer in me. I mean, that's what I got my degree in.
Yeah.
But I'm more... I like to be a little entertainer
yeah.
sometimes too.
I know. I heard about your dancing
laugh.
At the oh, at the Dallas wedding at Cameron's
Here's the thing.
Wedding.
It just comes out of me. I can't control it.
Certain songs come on and you just can't
no,
help yourself.
No, Katie thinks it's hilarious. And a lot of times I'll end up doing it just to make Katie laugh.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's a good husband. That's good.
It's fine. She's like, "Are you going to go out there?" I'm like, yeah.
"Twist my arm."
It, but okay.
So when Mike and I got married, the preacher, we were required, I think, 3 sessions with him
okay.
before he married us.
Yeah, like premarital.
Yeah, yeah. And he would ask us questions that were really relevant. I mean, things I thought, oh, man, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, some finances when, you know, finance questions.
Yeah, yeah.
How much will you spend? How much do you have to talk about before you spend, you
yeah.
know, all that? What's the number?
And, yeah.
But one thing he said, he asked us, which one of you are the attention seeker? And we both were like, well, we both like attention, you know? And because when we would go to weddings, he was always the one that broke out the worm. And, you know, he would do the worm and he would stand up. There's fluid all over the front of him because people are spilling
sweating.
Everywhere. And I mean, he just had, you know, he would do the worm. And then I always wanted to one-up him. So I'd be like, oh, I'm going to stand up on this chair and dance or on a table. And so we were really bad about
yeah.
one-upping each
yeah.
other. So we were... You know, he said, one of you have got to let go of that. And we both like, he's like, no.
Yeah,
who's
no.
going to, you know, but I did. It was me. I gave
okay.
it. I kind of, but now I kind of think we're reversing again. Maybe I'm taking over again.
Yeah.
He can't do the worm anymore. It hurts. It hurts his back. Oh my God. He hasn't done it for years. I mean, but I think if he tried, it would hurt. So,
yeah.
But I can still dance on the table.
See, there you go. So now it's your time to shine.
My time.
Yeah.
I'm 46 and it's time for me to dance.
Katie doesn't like attention nearly as much as I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't love attention when people are expecting me to be the center of attention. Yeah. I don't like that.
You have to sneak up on them with it.
But I will do it if I feel like I want to do it.
Maybe a little liquid courage.
Yeah.
I mean, that helps. Yeah.
That helps. For
sure. It does help. But, well.
I don't know. We have fun at weddings. We used to tell people we would, they could pay us and we'll come get the party started on the dance
floor. I heard that on the podcast. I think that's a great idea. That would be a fun job.
It actually is a thing.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Do you know who Tiffany Haddish is? She's an actress. She's had a couple of, she's been like a game show host and different things.
I don't know her.
Anyway, I watched an interview with her one time. She was on Letterman or something.
Mm, yeah.
But that's how she got started. She was like a party starter. And she would come just make people feel comfortable and get people out on the dance floor. Yes. And
have you ever crashed a wedding?
No, never.
Oh, we did once.
Did?
We were the party starters until we got caught.
At the wedding you crashed?
Yes, we were terrible. Gosh. So there were...
Wait, it was ourselves. I need some backstory.
Yeah. Well, we were at the Elms. Okay. And that's where we got married, actually.
Okay, yeah.
But we were at the Elms just for a weekend with another couple. I think it was before we had kids. And there was a wedding. So we're like, ooh, that's, you know, we had a dress. You know, we kind of could blend. So we were kind of dressed for a wedding. And I think we went to dinner or something. And so we had a few drinks and got to know the bride's dad, the father of the bride. And so we're like, we just started walking, kind of sneaking in, started dancing on the dance floor. And we were having so much fun. But my friend took it too far. She... what was that song? That song, lay down the boogie. Uh-huh. She laid down, kicks her arms and or kicks her legs and her arms like a bug, dying bug, and she has a dress on and it is not really appropriate. And the bride came over. No, it was one of the bridesmaids came over and grabbed her by the arm and said, "Who do you know here?" And we got kicked out. I'm like, you took it too far. We were having so much fun.
Yeah.
We were dancing. I mean, we're having fun with all of them and we blended in, you know, so, but then when you take it too far, you get caught.
I wonder if they remember, if the bride remembers,
probably. Those people. I know those trashy people.
See, I don't know that I could ever, wedding. I don't know that I could ever have fun. I would be too worried about getting caught.
Well, it was fun. I wasn't worried. It was kind of fun to get caught, really. That's, you know, it's innocent fun.
See, that's, I don't know. Katie lives her life free from worry for the most part. She's like, I don't know. If I need to worry about it, then I'll worry about it when it happens.
Yeah, right. See?
And I'm like, yeah.
Innocent fun is good. I will tell you, I taught my daughter and her friends some innocent fun the other night. They had a little dance at the school, and there were 5 of them, I think, I had to pick up. And they all wanted to stay the night. So I'm like, yeah, sure, stay the night. It's fine. So on our way back to our house, I said, let's stop and have a little fun. So we stopped in Briarcliff, and there's some really nice statues there. Mm-hmm. So we posed. I had them posed by all these statues, and they just giggled so much. They thought it was the funnest thing to pose with these statues. And actually, one time, my daughter and my mom and I did it, and there was a policeman that came through. We got the police called on us, but it was innocent 100%. Fun, and it was fine. But innocent fun like that, I think it's fine. You know, having a good time.
There's a big, and I don't know how long it's been there. It was probably after you left Mizzou, but. By the business school, there's a bronze tiger. The tiger,
yes. It wasn't there.
So you
got
to climb on the tiger to get a picture.
But oh, yeah.
The Mizzou PD is all over that.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Did you know that I drove the helmet car at Mizzou?
What?
I did. I know. See, these are things you don't
You're a legend.
I kind of am.
Oh, my gosh. No,
so
how did you get the job?
Well, I only did it twice at 2 games. You had to, so I was on the student athletic board.
Okay.
We wore the Bumblebees. Probably didn't have them.
No.
Probably not when you were there, but they were really dorky polo shirts that were Bumblebee striped, you know, black and gold with a white collar.
Mm.
And so our job was we had to volunteer at all the games. So we had to pick up trash after or put up the tents for the tailgating, and you had to get so many service hours. So I got enough service hours that I got to drive the helmet car with a friend.
See.
And, but one time when we drove it, it's a golf cart, you know. Yeah. It was only powered so much that they said if you let off the gas, it's going to die. And back then they let us drive across the field. I don't think they let you anymore.
They go around.
Oh, yeah. And the cheerleaders were darting in front of us, you know, doing their flips. And we couldn't let off the gas. We're like, we are going to take out a cheerleader. But we did not. And they also told us don't let Truman jump on it. And we did.
Yeah.
We were like, well, Truman wants to jump on it.
Truman's going
to
do what Truman does.
Yeah, he did. So, but it was fun. I also had 50-yard line tickets. And when we went into, I don't remember how many overtime, triple overtime with KU at the Hearn Center back in the day.
Yeah.
I was there. We beat them. It was so exciting.
Yeah, I got to have some fun because I was there from 2007 to 2011. And the football team was really good.
Okay.
And
yeah.
We played KU Chase, at Arrowhead, Chase Daniel. Yeah. Yeah, I was there for all that.
That era. That was
got the storm in the field.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Did you ever tear the gold post down?
I never was a participant, but yes, I was there when
I was
that
there.
Happened.
I never pulled on it, but yeah.
They you didn't get down arrested? Booches. No, never got arrested. No. It was funny because we had rushed the field. We beat Oklahoma. They were number one in the country. We beat them at home, and so we all rushed the field.
Yeah.
And they were arresting kids that were on the field. Mm-hmm. And then Mizzou had gotten a picture of the field. It was all the students were on the field and it had the score of the game and it was in a commemorative frame. They were selling it at the bookstore.
Could you see yourself?
Well, no, but then the student, I remember the student council was like, wait, you can't arrest kids and then make money off of the
that's true.
Picture.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine if you could see yourself getting tackled by the policeman?
They're like, no. So they, and I think they ended up dropping all of the
charges
on the kids that got arrested. Yeah.
I know. But, I always wondered how they pick which one. The slowest kid?
Yeah. Just one that you think you can grab.
You
can
catch. One that you think is just going to cry.
Well,
and
then
they
brought in crowd control.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so there was all these people that I'm sure were making $8 an hour to stand there.
They're not going to risk somebody
and we were in
hurting them.
Because Katie and I were both in these Christian sorority fraternity things.
Yeah.
And so we were in the Greek section. So
right.
All the kids, we didn't really drink. So we wouldn't be at Reactor drinking before the game.
Sure.
So none of them would come until halfway through the first quarter because they were all
right.
drinking. So we would get front row because nobody else was there.
Yeah.
And then by the time the game started, everyone behind us, it's full and they're all very feeling good.
Yeah.
So then
nice time.
We're going to win. It's clear they're all going to storm the field. Uh-huh. And there's people behind us yelling at these very underpaid people we're coming and you can't stop us.
You might as well just step aside.
And the people are don't hurt me.
I know.
Please don't hurt me.
And even if you don't want to storm the field, if you're in the front,
you're going.
You just got to go. I mean.
Yeah. I told Katie, you better stand up on this wall before this starts or you're going to get trampled.
Oh, yeah. But that's the fun of
it. It was so fun.
So fun, but kind of risky, I guess.
See, totally.
You're a risk taker.
There you go.
You are a risk
officially.
Taker.
I'll label myself.
Those are the fun times.
I just had such a great experience there.
Yeah. I did too.
Just good memories.
Going from such a small town to Mizzou is the best thing probably for me.
Yeah.
Because it was...
Just opened your eyes to the world.
Culture shock, everything. Yeah. It was... you know how you get paired with a roommate you've never met, you know?
Sure.
I got paired with, the best possible scenario probably for me, but a shocking one. She was from Chicago.
Okay.
And she probably thought, I've got this lame farm kid.
Little.
And she was a cheerleader, actually. So it was fun for me because I got some of the benefits of her being a cheerleader. I got to go to some of the sporting things with her, but and she was Jewish, so I had never had a Jewish friend before.
Yeah,
and we,
that's a
I mean,
real
I learned,
difference.
I learned so much from her, and she learned from me. She took me home, I took her home, and
that's fun.
She had never really been on a farm before, and I went to the city with her, and it was fun. But we were a good match. I know.
Yeah, that doesn't always happen.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. Did you live in the dorm?
I did.
Did you
but
have
I
a bad
picked
match?
My roommate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I picked mine coming in. It was a friend from high school that was going to Mizzou too.
Well, that's good though.
I mean, it was good. We ended up. He took a little different path than me in college.
Yeah,
but
did it keep you from being outgoing and social and meeting people? You think, or did it?
No, because we had. So when I started at Mizzou, they had what they called FIGs, freshman interest groups.
Yeah.
And so you lived on a floor in the dorm with all these people that were in all your classes.
Right.
And so I feel like I met everybody anyway.
Were you engineering from the get-go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, I didn't declare a major until junior year.
Yeah.
It It's a rough go.
Katie started as business and then switched to communication. And so that was kind of, she kind of changed around some.
Sure.
But yeah, so I met people there and then I was involved in some stuff and met people. I did like they had like a club team where you basically like intramurals, but I raced mountain bikes. And so you get to go to like different schools and race and so you met people there and so no, it was great. It was just all around good. We had, my dad went to college, but he was really like the first one of his family to ever go. And he went to community college just out of purely like a financial decision. And then went as a junior, went to K-State. And he was like, man, I just want you to be able to go all 4 years and like have that experience. And so.
And you did.
I did.
Did you graduate in four?
I did.
Did you? Good for you. Katie graduated with in three and a half. Oh my.
She's a little smarty pants. She's a brainiac. Well, really it was all the summer classes she took from getting A plus hours.
But we had the opportunity for 3 credit hours at my school. So that's all I could get for college. So it was.
Yeah, I took a bunch of college credits in high school.
See, that is the advantage of the city schools. Being in a big school. Yeah, that is an advantage for sure.
Yeah.
But I think now they have more. But at the time, it was world civilization.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Man.
I think I got an A.
Is that like a government class?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was.
A history class?
I think it was through UMKC, and they it was virtual back then. Yeah. I think they put the VHS.
Nice.
We watched it. We took a test.
Yeah.
But it was, that was my only class, so.
Yeah.
But it was fine. It was, I had at least a little,
credits. I don't know. My wife graduated with a bunch of student debt.
Yeah.
I didn't have a ton, but I had some. Yeah. But now I don't use my degree at all.
Yeah.
She's in real estate. Well, she doesn't use her degree at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not using my biomedical engineering degree to
maybe
size a 2x4.
Right, right. Yeah.
Or even like run a business.
Right.
You know, I would have been probably better off to get a business degree.
Right. You know, that is something Mike and I both talk about. We wish we would have taken more business classes in college because, I mean, no matter what, even with his degree, he still needs a business, some business background, and he doesn't have it. I mean, you know.
So I don't know. We're both kind of like, if our kids don't want to go to college, like,
That's fine. Well, I know anymore, as much as it costs, I don't know. I don't know if that's the right path for everybody anyway.
I was just watching a thing because I know the other day I was reading about like MIT and Harvard, like some of these like very top schools are just putting lectures like online. You can just go watch them for free.
Oh,
now, you don't get, like, credit hours.
Right. But you get
but
the education.
But if you actually want to learn it, then it's free.
There's a lot of people that probably take advantage of that.
I'm sure, but it's the frustrating part is I can't go to interview for a job and say, like, I took that class at Harvard. Right. I didn't get credit for it.
Yes.
They're gonna be like, okay.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter. Like, people, if you don't have a degree, then a lot. Now, some of it's changing a little bit, but I've heard some of the, especially some of the younger, like, companies like Facebook and Google and Tesla, they're saying like, we don't care what your qualifications are. We like, can you do this or not?
Right.
Do you have this skill set or not? And that's like, seems like a better way
to. They don't
look
at your transcript.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter.
No, I tease my brother that he worked his hiney off in school. I mean, he was the bright flight or, you know, he had all the scholarships. I did not, but I had fun. But he, I tease him that how many times has someone asked for your transcript and how many times has someone asked for mine? And mine is not as impressive, but I had a really good time.
Yeah.
He never went to Harpo's at Mizzou, which I was I was shocked by, which, I mean, I went a couple of times, but I give him a hard time that you should have had a little more fun.
Yeah.
You should have let loose a little. But he was, I mean, he's successful and that's
but it just you just get so I think it's the same thing with kids sports too. It's like no one is going to care about this.
No,
you can go win the state championship and in 10 years no
one
is going to
you know
care.
The parents that are I've met many parents that say I was the quarterback in my school. I barely missed a scholarship or whatever. Nobody cares when you're 40 something.
Doesn't matter.
It does not matter. I mean, you know, somebody told me recently if they were just a little taller they would have been whatever. And I'm like, if I were 6'10", I would have been in the WNBA too. I mean, we all wish we were something else maybe, but
I guess
got to brag about something.
I just think all of that stuff is like, yeah, at the end of the day, just figure out how to enjoy your life. Right. Because it doesn't, yes. Nothing yes. you do is really going to right. have a lasting.
No, no. You know, I shouldn't even mention, but when growing up, my dad always had a quote for us as kids. It was, if you don't have a good time, it's your own fault.
See.
Which it's a little, maybe it's a little aggressive, I don't know, of a quote. But
I don't know.
But if you live by good. That, it's kind of smart. See, I always ask smart.
People what their billboard would be if they had a billboard that everybody oh, could yeah. see. I feel like that's a pretty
sure.
good one.
For sure, because if you go into anything with a bad attitude, you're going to have a terrible time.
Yeah.
So as kids, if we say we were at a wedding and we were having a terrible time, we're bored, he'd be like, whose fault is that?
Yeah.
You know, if you're not having a good time, it's your own fault. Like, make yeah. it what you want it to be.
I worked a summer at Canicuk down in Southern oh, yeah. Missouri. Mm-hmm. And they told us this story when we were, like, during staff training. Mm-hmm. And they said that the founder of the camp had gotten, like, the head leaders, and he got Hungry Hungry Hippos,
oh, yeah.
the little board game.
That's a fun game.
And he like went on this whole explanation about like, this is taken very seriously here. This is, we are the cream of the crop in terms of Hungry Hungry Hippo players.
Okay.
We have a leaderboard. We have a, whatever, a history of excellence, and just turned it into this whole thing.
Yeah.
And then it became like this incredibly intense, whatever. Everybody was so into it. And then after it was over, he was like, okay, we don't have a history of this game. This is a children's game.
Right, right.
It's a dumb little board game. Yes. But like, I was able to, just by getting you guys engaged, yeah. like make it into a thing that you will remember.
Right.
And there's no reason we can't do that with every activity here
so
at
true.
The camp.
Right.
But it's the same thing, right? It's like, if you're not having fun,
right.
it's because you're just not, right. you're choosing not to.
Right, right. It's no one else's fault.
That's
it's
right.
yours. I mean,
man, personal
which
responsibility.
Which is a little rough to say, I guess. But I use that on my kids a lot. You know,
yeah.
and they say I'm bored. I'm like, well. Not
it's
my
your
fault.
Own fault.
It's your yeah. fault. There's plenty of things to do.
Yeah.
You know, you can create a game. Make yourself, entertain yourself. So.
Vera, we, the other day, she was like, do you want to come downstairs with me? Or no, it was go outside. Do you want to go outside with me? And it was the first nice day in a while.
Yeah.
So we went on the back porch. She's like, there's so much to do out here.
Oh my gosh. That is
very
so sweet. Oh my gosh. That is really sweet.
Yeah, it was really
oh,
precious.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so kids, you know?
I know. Well.
Okay, what else you got for the world?
Oh,
a message for the world?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really have much knowledge.
Byers Dental. Go check it out.
Oh, gosh. I hope he's nice to you. make an appointment for me.
Yeah.
Because I get booted all the time.
Oh.
I mean, if I have an appointment, somebody has pain.
Yeah, you're the one getting booted.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's okay.
I get it. I don't pay, so
yeah,
it's fine. No,
yeah,
but yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty boring.
You're not. You're the best.
I don't know. I try. I don't know. You're the best. You
well,
guys
thank
are the
you.
Best.
We try really hard, and I'm glad you had a good experience. You made our life amazing while we were doing the project. So
well, thank
that's
you.
Why we
that's
come on here.
That is a nice compliment. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And, I appreciate you all. I mean, I have a beautiful bathroom.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna have a beautiful
we'll
kitchen.
We'll do more. Okay.
And knock out a wall or two.
Yeah. Why
it's
not?
It's a big one.
Let's go for it.
Let's just do it.
Okay. That's all for us.
Well, thank
see you guys
you.
Next time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.